Hi folks, it's Dave here from the iReady podcast, bringing you my post-match reaction to the league game which has just finished in Dundee, where unfortunately it has been another poor performance and poor result, where it has finished 0-0. And again guys, like I said, we were hoping for a reaction from that very disappointing performance and result at the weekend against Ross County, and we didn't get it. I will get into the match soon, but the team that Philip Clement put out for this game was Butland in goals, with a back four of Tavernier, Goldson, Souter and Sterling. Lundstrom, Lawrence, Cantwell in midfield, and then up front, Silva, Sima and Roof. On the bench, McCrory, Dessers, Matondo, Dowell, Davies, Barisic, King, Raskin and McCausland. So the game finally going ahead after the third time of asking. It has been a long, long saga to get this game played. It went ahead tonight. Three changes from that disastrous performance against Ross County on Sunday, with Sterling in for Barisic, Lawrence in for Dowell and Roof getting a start over Dessers. And Dundee had the first major chance of the game in the opening seconds of the match. There was a cross in, they had got the ball down at the corner on the left-hand side and just whipped the ball in. It was headed away by Sterling, only as far as a Dundee player, who lashed the ball just inches past the post. Thankfully, that one managed to stay out. Then a good bit of play from Kamar Roof in the middle of the park. He received the ball in the centre circle, turned his man, skipped past another ball out to the right, and eventually it was floated in by Tav, and Roof had got into the back post and headed just past the post. So we half chance there. 10 minutes, a great chance as Cantwell intercepts a pass in the midfield and plays Sima through, who runs into the penalty box. He was pressured all the way, gets his shot off, but a good save by the Dundee keeper and cleared. And then in the 14th minute, a half chance, Roof linking up well with Lundstrom into Sima. He shoots just inside the box, but again straight at the keeper. 21st minute, a let off though. Dundee have got a free kick on the edge of the box. They hit it, great save by Butland out to the Dundee player. He gets a shot at goal, another great save by Butland. It's bundled into the net, but the linesman did have the flag up for offside, so a bit of a let off there. 29 minute free kick to Rangers on the edge of the box. Tav takes it. The keeper saves out for the corner. That's taken by Tav again into Goldson with the header, again straight at the keeper and cleared. How many times do we get corners in games and it comes to absolutely nothing? And then just a scrappy, dull period of play. Rangers having a bit more of the play, but no real chances. Injury time at half time, and Lawrence picks up a loose ball and he runs it at the defence, but shoots well, well wide and out for a by kick. And that's how it was at half time. 0-0, really stuffy, not providing any real class in the midfield, just really mostly anonymous, really doing nothing. A reaction was required, like I said, but at that point we'd really seen very, very few chances, clear-cut chances for Rangers, and just wasn't good enough. Into the second half, nothing happening again, so 10 minutes in the 55th minute, Philip Clement made a triple sub with Dessers, Matondo and Dowell coming on, Roof, Silva and Cantwell coming off. Cantwell anonymous, Silva anonymous, Roof you could see was trying in the first half, but nothing really coming off for him, so changes were needed. He did do it early, to be fair to him. 61st minute, half chance, a corner to Rangers. It finds its way to the back post. Lawrence gets a shot away, but it is saved and away. And then again, another sort of scrappy 10 minutes of both sides. Passes going astray, can't find their men. It was just really, really poor, poor period of play. And then on the 72nd minutes, a real chance, Dessers really the only chance the second half. He manages to find space and hits a fantastic curling shot, but it was a relatively easy save by the keeper out for the corner, which comes to nothing. 77th minute, Souter with a last gas block right in front of goal. That was going to deny a certain goal for Dundee, keeping the score at 0-0. 79 minutes, a sub, McCausland on, Sima off, and then nothing. Absolutely nothing. There was only 3 minutes of added time at the 90th minute. Rangers really doing absolutely nothing with the ball, couldn't get the ball forward, couldn't find their men, passes going astray. We really made it quite easy for Dundee to defend a 0-0, let's be perfectly honest here. And then eventually the referee blew full time and it finished 0-0. And like I said, guys, Rangers just lethargic, scrappy, and just absolutely no fight, no real chances apart from that one long range shot that we had in the second half, and that's just not good enough. We were looking for a performance here, a performance, we never got one whatsoever. And now, three games without a victory, and I believe it's only two wins out of the last eight games. Now, that's just not good enough, guys. It's not good enough at any point of the season, but especially when we had the momentum. It was all in our hands to play for. That is the annoying thing, is that they had the chance to really go and put pressure on going into these last set of games, and it looks now as if we've blown it. It's just really, I keep saying the word lethargic, but that's all it is. You know, we've ended these league games in an absolute whimper. And I see a lot of people going on about the leadership group in there that's been there for a long time. You know, the players that we're talking about, saying that things need to change. I do genuinely believe we've got the man at the helm to take us forward in Philip Clement. I really do. I think the reaction that he got out of the players, which weren't his players, was fantastic when he came in, but it's just falling apart. We don't seem to be creating hardly any chances in the last few games. We certainly don't have anyone to put these chances away. We rely too much, I think, on Taff to try and pull something out of the bag with free kicks, but even that wasn't happening tonight, and it's just been a complete breakdown of the team at the wrong time of the season for us. The league, realistically, is now over. We're 3 points behind Celtic. Going by how we've played in the last few games, I can't see us getting many more victories, let's be honest. It's a poor indictment of the team. It really is, considering where we were just a few matches back. It really has done us. I think from the Motherwell game at Ibrox, it's been pretty poor. There's been a few wee sparks here and there, but if we're going to be honest, it has been pretty poor the last four or five games, like I said, and I don't see where we're going to get the improvement from. I realise that the likes of Yilmaz, who was coming on to a great game at left back, he's been out. Diomandi's been out the last few games, but he's been a bit hit or miss since he's came in. I just feel that the front three that we're playing, whether it's Dess or Silva, we don't seem to be getting much out of them whatsoever. But he keeps playing Silva in that sort of left-hand side of an attack, which doesn't really seem to be happening much for me at all. I thought he was pretty anonymous in this game, like he's been in the last few games. And I don't see where it's coming from, guys. I know it's a pretty depressing post-match that I'm giving you, but I'm just giving you my honest opinions here. So I'm going to leave it at that anyway, guys. Derek and I will be back. We're going to do our main pod tomorrow. It's not going to be cheery. We will try and make it as light-hearted as possible, but we have a lot to talk about. So, guys, try and enjoy the rest of your night. I know it's going to be difficult, but we will be back soon. Take care, guys, and bye-bye.